News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
A recent survey by Ulster Bank revealing just how much it costs to mark a child's communion. Joining us on this is Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent and the Herald. Sinead, the figures in this are pretty startling. The average take for a kid, is it €570 is the average haul from a first communion nowadays?
Good morning, Shane. It certainly is. It's a lot of money for an eight-year-old, that's for sure. And one quarter of children got more than €800. So it's really a huge amount of money. But it's also a great opportunity to start talking to them about money and about what they're going to spend it on, or indeed if they're going to save some of it, which a lot of them do.
OK, we might get to that in a moment. Just in terms of the cost of the actual communion, though, pretty stiff for people as well, for parents who are hosting the first communion.
Of course, the poor old parents, well, they get hammered. And the average cost of hosting a first communion, or indeed not the communion, of course, itself, but the party after it, is around €845. So it's a lot, really, when you take into account things like the clothes, maybe clothes for the family members as well. It seems to be a big spend. Getting hair done, children's entertainment. That one, interestingly, is down nearly 50%. So maybe there's been a kind of the era of the bouncy castle is coming to an end, or maybe people are spending it on different things. But it used to be that they treated it, I suppose, a bit like a birthday party. You maybe have a face painter or, you know, somebody doing balloon making or whatever it is. So that seems to have gone down. But it's the only one that's reduced anyway significantly. People still shell out a great deal of money, including the celebration for food and drink, which is €388 on average.
It's kind of getting away from what First Communion should be about. But maybe is that ship has long since sailed, has it?
I think it has. And you know what? That the church themselves, for their own part, I mean, there isn't a priest out there who would advocate this kind of spending. I mean, it does really fly in the face of what the ceremony is supposed to be about. But, you know, parents will do what parents will do. And to a large extent, schools really have to be culpable in some way, because, or the school system, because as we know, 90% or 95% of schools would be denominated schools, the vast bulk of those Catholic. And anybody who has an eight-year-old in second class will tell you they spend nearly the entire year preparing for this day, trooping up and down to the church, practicing their prayers, doing all that. So a disproportionate amount of time is given over to communion preparation in schools. So the hype is kind of self-generating as a result of that. So you can have priests and bishops, as they do, coming out and saying, please keep it simple, please don't spend a lot of money. But then this preparation that goes into it can only heighten the hype among families.
Last question. I mean, I suppose we may as well be like King Canute trying to hold back the tide, trying to resist it. I mean, look, First Communion is there. Kids are going to get this money. Do you think it is a good opportunity to make a positive out of it by teaching them how to save that money, how to manage that money?
I do, and I think it's a great time to sit down before your children get landed with all this money, which is probably the first time they'll have this amount to deal with, is sit down and say, look, what would you like to do with it? What would you like to spend it on? Kids will be overwhelmed at that age with that amount of money, so they can't think beyond their favourite toy that they just saw on the telly or in Smith's. But it's actually a good conversation to say, look, let's start looking at saving that for maybe for the summer holidays or for Christmas time or for next year or for something that you want later down the line. Most banks are well aware of the fact that we suffer from financial apathy, and if they can get your communion money, there's a very good chance they have you for life. And it's for that reason, Shane, they offer their best deposit rates to children. So AIB, for instance, who will give you and I as little as 0.01% on a deposit account, give children 2% on their junior saver. So, you know, they do get the fact that that kids should start saving, and Ulster Bank commissioned this survey. All the other banks offer gimmicks, you know, little toys and gimmicks to get children saving. So why not utilise that and get something out of the day that they can look back on?
OK, good stuff. Sinead Ryan, sensible advice as always there. Consumer columnist with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.